The believers who gather at Sovereign Grace Chapel invite you to listen to a gospel message by one of their pastors, Joe Galusik and Walter Pendleton. This week's message is by Walter Pendleton. Visit us on the website at www.sgchapel.com. Again, that is www.sgchapel.com. Men preach what they think is best. There is nothing to preach better than or other than Jesus Christ the Lord. Now this week's message.
This is Walter Pendleton from Sovereign Grace Chapel. The message I have this morning is by Brother Paul Mahan. Paul is pastor of Central Grace Church in Rocky Mount, Virginia. Now the message by Pastor Paul Mahan.
The Sovereign Grace Chapel of Beaver, West Virginia, near Crow, has bestowed a great honor on me today. Brother Walter Pendleton, elder, pastor, preacher of the Sovereign Grace Chapel, has asked me to preach the Word of God to you today. I'm looking at the Gospel of John, chapter 1. I hope you will open a Bible and follow along with me. It's vital that you know what you're hearing is from God's Word. So I hope you'll look at it with me. In John chapter 1, I want to talk to you a little bit this morning about a man sent from God. John chapter 1, verses 6 through 8, and I read, "There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He, that is John, was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light." Now it says there was a man sent from God, and it says he was a witness, he was a messenger. This man sent from God was a gift from God. In Ephesians chapter 4, it says, "When the Lord Jesus Christ ascended on high, he gave gifts to men." He said it reads that he gave some prophets, some apostles, some evangelists, pastors, and teachers for the preaching of the word. A man sent from God is a gift from God to people. There's no greater gift God can give a people, a community, and a true preacher of the gospel. Now, we need to know for certain that the one we hear, the man we hear, is sent from God, a man of God, sent from God. The Lord Jesus Christ plainly said, "In the last days, many false prophets are gone out into the world." Men who are not sent of God. Men. It must be a man. No woman is sent by God to preach the gospel. Write it down. Mark them off. No woman, according to Scripture, very plainly, very clearly, it's not permitted for women to speak in the church, but to be in silence. They're not permitted to teach or usurp authority over the man. A bishop, a pastor, a preacher, Scripture says, must be a man. And a man sent from God. All right, it says he was a man, just a man, a sinner saved by grace, only a sinner. John was not a sinless man. There are no sinless human beings. There was only one sinless man ever to walk this earth, and that was the Lord Jesus Christ, the God-man. John was a sinner. Paul was a sinner. Peter was a sinner. Only sinners can preach the gospel. That's why you don't hear the gospel from angels from heaven, but men on earth. It says he was a man sent from God, and his name was John. Just a very plain and simple name. John. They wanted to call him Zechariah, but no, God says his name shall be John. A plain and simple name. Not Reverend John, not Dr. John, not the right Reverend Most Holy Pope John, just John, very plain, very simple, a real man preaching a vital message to real sinners. Sent from God, it said, a man sent from God, a preacher, a prophet. Now, Scripture says in Romans 10, how shall they preach except they be sent? How shall they hear except they except a man send this preacher? How shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? He was sent from God, a gift, as I said, a gift from God. And now here's his confession. When they came to John, in John chapter 1 here, they came asking him about himself. Now look at verse 19. This is the record of John. The Jews came, they sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem and asked him, who art thou? And he confessed and denied not. He made it very plain, very clear. He confessed, I am not the Christ. I am not the Christ. Now, a true preacher sent from God will make it very plain, very clear to you that he is not the one you're looking for. He is not the one you're looking to. He is not the one that you are to worship or follow for that reason. That he's only sent from God to be a witness of another, of the Lord Jesus Christ. John said, I'm not the Christ. Don't look to me. I'm not the Savior. Don't look to me. I can't save anyone, but look to the Lamb of God, he said. I am not the Christ. Many of these so-called preachers today, these false prophets is what they are, they leave some doubt as to whether or not they are the Christ or not. They come in their own names and they make so much of themselves and allow men and women to make so much of them and to treat them so highly and so greatly and esteem them so highly that you would think that maybe they are something special. Not God's people. Not God's preacher, that is. He said, I am not the Christ. And God's preacher never commends himself. Never. Paul said, we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord. In 2 Corinthians 10, verse 18, it says, not he that commendeth himself is approved, but whom the Lord commendeth. A true preacher sent from God doesn't preach himself, doesn't commend himself, rarely defends himself, and his confession concerning himself is found here in verse 27. John said of Christ, he it is who coming after me is preferred before me. He said, whose shoe latchet I am not worthy to unloose. John said, I am unworthy of any praise or recognition. I am not worthy to unloose the shoe laces or latchet of the Lord Jesus Christ. In chapter 3, this man sent from God said this, I must decrease. He said, the Lord Jesus Christ must increase, but I must decrease. He that cometh from above, speaking of Christ, is above all. He's above all. Now, that's how you know a man sent from God. He says he is nothing, but Christ is all. And John said, well, they asked him, who are you then? Verse 21. They said, who art thou? Are you Elias? And he says, I am not. Well, who are you then, they said. And he said in verse 23, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness. I'm just a voice. He wouldn't even give his name, people. He wouldn't give his name. Oh, how men like to come in their own names. Oh, how we make much of various names of so-called famous preachers today. John, of whom the Lord said, there's no greater man born of woman, John wouldn't even give his name. Neither would John the Apostle. He only referred to himself as the disciple whom the Lord Jesus loved. Let a man come in his own name, our Lord said, and you will receive. Let a man come in the name of God, you won't receive. You'll reject him. John came preaching Christ, preaching not himself, but the Lord Jesus Christ. They asked him who he was. He said, I'm a nobody. I'm a nothing. Christ is all. I'm just a voice. I'm not interested in you knowing my name. That's how you know a true preacher sent by God. He's not interested in you knowing his name. He's interested in one thing, that you know the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that you know him whom to know is to have eternal life. Because this is life eternal, to know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom he hath sent. Yes, there is only one name given among men under heaven whereby we must be saved. The name of Jesus Christ, every knee should bow and every tongue confess that he is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Well, he that is of God heareth God's word. And it says in our text, John was a witness. Here's his purpose in coming. Verse 6 through 8, there was a man sent from God. He came for a witness to bear witness of the light. He was not that light, but sent to bear witness of that light. A witness is one who has seen something and heard something. That's what a witness is. You can't be a witness of what you've not seen and what you've not heard. You can't be a witness of hearsay or secondhand knowledge. You have to see something and hear something. Well, listen to John the Apostle in 1 John 1. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, our hands have handled, the word of life. He said the life, speaking of Christ is who he's speaking of, the word made flesh, was manifest, we've seen and bear witness and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father, manifested unto us. That which we've seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. Truly our fellowship with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you that your joy may be full. This is the message. This is the witness. He preaches Christ. A man sent from God preaches Christ. Why don't preachers today preach Christ? Why do so-called preachers today preach all of these social issues, political issues, and so forth? Why do they preach visions of their own heart and dreams and signs and wonders and all of this and preach about their church and preach about this and preach about that? Because they haven't seen Christ. They haven't seen his glory. They haven't heard his voice, and he didn't send them. That's what our Lord said in Jeremiah 23. He said they preach a vision of their own heart, not of my word. He said, I didn't send them. I didn't send them. Listen to the preacher, Peter the Apostle. He said, we've made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, because we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. Paul said, we preach Christ and him crucified. That is a witness. A true witness of sent by God is one who's seen Christ, seen his glory, heard his voice, and they go and preach him. That's what Peter said to those who told him to quit preaching. He said, we can't help but speak the things we've seen and heard. People, if you're looking for the truth, if you're looking for a place where the message of God's word is preached, you'll find it. Seek and you shall find. And you'll go there, and what you will find and what you will hear is God's word preached, the word, the truth as it is in the Lord Jesus Christ. You'll hear a man standing up preaching Jesus Christ, not preaching himself, not preaching his denomination, preaching nothing else. As Paul said, determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. Well, look with me at Luke chapter 7. Luke chapter 7. Now, John is known as John the Baptist. The reason being is that it's not a denomination. It's not a denomination, but it's something he did. He was baptizing in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. He's baptizing with water, which is a picture of Christ and him crucified. Luke chapter 7, it says in Luke chapter 7, the messengers of John departed. The people came, and our Lord said concerning John, "What did you go out to see? A reed shaken with the wind? What did you go out to see?" And I ask you, when you go to hear a preacher preach, what do you go to looking for? What are you seeking? Did you go see a man clothed in soft raiment? Our Lord said, "Behold, they're gorgeously apparelled that live, they live in king's courts. They're gorgeously apparelled." He said, "What did you go to see? A prophet?" "Ah," Christ said, "much more than a prophet. This is he," Christ said, "of whom it is written, 'Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee.'" Christ, John came, sent by God, to prepare the way for Christ, to preach Christ. "Behold, the Lamb of God," John preached. And John said, "Among those born of women, there's not a greater prophet than John the Baptist. But he that is least in the kingdom of God is greater than he." Speaking of preachers, there are a couple of preachers in Crow, Virginia, that the world thinks nothing of, but God has sent them, and they're preaching Christ and Him crucified. And they're just as vital and just as great as John the Baptist. Do you believe that? It's so, according to the word of the Lord. He's called John the Baptist because he was baptizing in the Jordan. Our Lord said, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel." That's the number one thing. Preach Christ and Him crucified. And baptize in my name. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Baptism, what is it? It's not an ignorant mountain tradition. It's the command of God our Savior, the command of the Lord Jesus Christ to be baptized. It's a confession of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ that when he was crucified, we were crucified. That when he died, we died with him. We were buried. And when he arose, by God's grace, we rise to walk in newness of life with him. We're confessing that Christ is our salvation. That's what baptism is. And John baptized many, maybe thousands. The disciples baptized many. The Lord baptized none. Paul the apostle baptized very few. But baptism is a command, and it's a privilege, and it's a sign. A true man sent of God. People who truly confess Christ are baptized. No man sent of God if he doesn't baptize. And no believer if you're not baptized, confessing Christ in believer's baptism. Well, here's John's message. Here's his message. John's purpose was to preach Christ, to baptize believers. So do true preachers sent from God, all of them. Here's his message. In 1 John chapter 1, I'm sorry, the Gospel of John chapter 1, he says in verse 15, John cried, "This was he of whom I spake. He that comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. And of his fullness have all we received, grace for grace." He says the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by the Lord Jesus Christ. No man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who's in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. John preached Christ, the grace of God, the truth of God, the gospel of God, the salvation of God. John said, "This is he. This is the grace of God, the gift of God. Salvation is in a person. The Lord Jesus Christ. This is the truth of God's Word. The gospel of God's Word. The truth as it is in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's all Christ. Christ is the salvation of sinners." In verse 26, "There standeth one among you," he said, "you don't know. He it is." He it is. John preached Christ saying, "He it is." He is the salvation of God. He is the wisdom of God, the righteousness of God, the sanctification of God, the redemption of God. He is the priest of God, the high priest of God, the prophet of God, the king sent by God, the King of kings and Lord of lords. He it is. And down in verse 36, John said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." This was John's message, the Lamb of God. Do you know, do you realize that you must have a lamb to be saved? Do you realize that? The Jews today don't realize that. They missed Christ. Christ came, the Lamb of God, and they rejected Him. In fact, they killed the Lamb of God. They killed the Lamb of God. And yet today, they don't sacrifice lambs, which God said, you must have a lamb. Well, when the Jews came to hear John preached Christ, the Lamb of God. In Exodus 12, it says, every man must have a lamb. Because God said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. The blood of a lamb, an innocent lamb, was to be put over the doorpost, the lintel of the house of every child of God in Israel. You must have the blood of Jesus Christ applied to your heart, mind, soul. Without a lamb, there's no redemption. Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sins. When God sees the blood, He'll pass over you. You must have a lamb. And there's only one, the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you remember how God the Father only spoke out loud twice to men in the New Testament? One was at His baptism. When He was baptized of John, the Father spake and said, "This is My beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased." Another time at His transfiguration, when He took His three disciples up on the mount to show them who He was, God spoke out loud to them and said, "This is My beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye Him. Hear ye Him." Since God has only spoken once, yea, twice, yet men perceive it not. And His only message was of His Son. Stands to reason, doesn't it, that a man truly sent by God will preach one message, Christ, the beloved Son, the only begotten Son of God, the only salvation, the only Savior, the only Lamb sent by God. That's the man sent by God. God sent men preach Christ and Him crucified. I'll tell you another thing about a man sent by God. John the Baptist was a man who spoke the truth concerning all things. A man sent by God, like Paul, like all the apostles and all others, preach all the counsel of God, all the Word of God, to keep back nothing profitable. We need to know what God's Word says about all things. In Luke chapter 3, I read to you in verse 10, it says, people came to John, and they said, "What shall we do?" And He answered them and said unto them, "He that hath two coats, let him impart to him that hath none. He that hath meat, let him do likewise. If you freely receive, you must freely give." Publicans came, these tax collectors who were cheats extortioners, and they came to be baptized. They said, "Master, what shall we do?" He said, "Exact no more than is appointed of you." Soldiers came. These men of authority who lorded themselves over the people and treated people unfairly and viciously and violently. And John the Baptist, a man sent by God, made it plain. Verse 14, the soldiers demanded, "What shall we do?" He said, "Do violence to no man, neither accuse any falsely. Be content with your wages." Another time he said to Herod, the very leader of the people, he said, "You can't have your brother's wife." John spoke the truth. He was a bold man, a truthful man. Man sent by God is a bold man. He's a truthful man. He'll tell you all the counsel of God. He'll keep back nothing that is profitable to you. He'll give you wise counsel from God's Word, not advice, but He'll tell you exactly what God's Word says. He'll tell you what sin is. He'll denounce sin. He'll call it for what it is. He'll tell you to flee from the wrath to come like John did. Well, this was a man sent by God. What a blessing. What a blessing, what a gift of God to undeserving creatures like men. What a gift. John was sent from God. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. Plain, simple, bold, clear preaching. And he was not the light. He was not the Christ. He's not the one that men were to look to, but he was a witness, to bear witness of the only true light, the Lord Jesus Christ. The only true way, the Lord Jesus Christ. The only true life, the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lamb of God, sent to take away the sin of God's world, the grace of God, the truth of God, the gospel of God. God has men like John still today. Scripture says he has not left himself without a witness. He has not left himself without a witness. But in every generation, he sends forth men. Men, not women, mind you, but men. With this message of Christ and him crucified. And as said previously, there are two such men at the Sovereign Grace Chapel located in 135 Annabelle Lane in Beaver, West Virginia, near Crow. I hope you will go and hear these men. I hope you're a seeker of the truth. If you're a seeker of the truth, a true seeker, seek and you will find. You will come and you will find a man sent from God. And how you'll know that they are, that man is he'll be preaching Christ. He'll preach to you all you need to hear, that Christ is all. May the Lord bless this to your heart. Amen.
This broadcast is supported by the believers who gather at Sovereign Grace Chapel. We meet every Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. Sovereign Grace Chapel is located in Crow, West Virginia, just off Country Club Drive on Annabelle Lane, just north of Little Beaver State Park. Our web address is www.sgchapel.com. Again, that's www.sgchapel.com. Our mailing address is Sovereign Grace Chapel, P.O. Box 15 in Kellysville, West Virginia 24732. Again, that's Sovereign Grace Chapel, P.O. Box 15, Kellysville, West Virginia 24732. Come hear Christ preached.